What's up, everybody? It's your girl Robin E, checking in on another episode of Pillow Talk. Y'all already know I love y'all, okay? I love y'all. We is locked in. Keep on subscribing to Pillow Talk Podcast and make sure y'all follow the YouTube Robin E Vet. You can always see the live interviews there as well as Facebook at Pillow Talk Podcast. Stop playing with me. Bringing y'all today another dope interview with an amazing artist, Noah Polk, okay? Now, he's a newer artist giving us the rocker vibes, and I am all here for it, okay? Black boy joy at its finest. We got real deep about his inspirations and just representation in the music industry being a black rocker. The diversity is real in these streets. Keep it fucking coming. Keep listening. New episodes dropping right now. Tap in with Black Creative Productions, a Black-owned media company focused at creating original and captivating media. From commercials to photo shoots to publications, we have all the tools that you need to build your business up. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Black Creative Productions to see all of the latest drops. Black Creative Productions, we are media. What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Robin E, checking back in on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. Okay, y'all already know we in the purple room with it. I had another guest in the building with me today. We got the musician, the artist, Noah Polk in the building.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on Pillow Talk. How you doing?
Doing well today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Glad that you could definitely be here with us. So I had the chance to see you perform like the week before last at a showcase, and I was literally blown away, y'all. He was amazing, super dope. So we got to introduce you to the Pillow Talk family, you know. So where are you from?
I'm from the Lake County area, like around the Gurnee area. I'll just answer that question right now. Yeah, from Lake County area.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that you were local. I didn't know that. Yeah. So when did you like start getting into music?
I've been into music ever since I was young. You know, I grew up in the church, so there was like plenty of opportunities for me to sing and kind of start that way. And then I kind of started making my own music in 2018. So it's been like 4 years now.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. So growing up for you, like who were some, you know, musical influences that you had?
Number one, Michael Jackson, Drake, and Justin Bieber.
Yes. Yeah, so. Okay. We're going to give it up for Justin Bieber. Okay. Yeah, definitely a big Bieber fan. That's dope. So I feel like you have a nice, you know, type of rock, alternative type of sound to you, definitely, which I love so much. So when you started creating music, like what really inspired you to start? Like, was it something that happened or you just felt moved to like make music? What was it?
It's just always been something that I loved doing. Like, I love to sing ever since I was a kid. The rock stuff didn't start until recently. So I dropped a song a month this year. So I have 3 songs out right now. Those are the first rock songs that I've ever done. When I first started in 2018, I was rapping. Then it kind of moved to making pop songs. And now it's kind of like progressed into this. So like each year, it's kind of been something different. And like this is kind of like what I'm experimenting with now.
Nice. Yeah. So you got variety.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope. That's dope. So you like all types of genres of music.
Yeah, definitely.
So you don't have like a favorite?
No, I don't. It used to be rap, and then I just started like opening my ears to more stuff. I feel like once you start branching out and, you know, like I never would have thought I'd be making the kind of music I made now until I actually sat down and started to listen to other stuff. And you never really know what you like until you give it a chance, you know.
Facts. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. I like that. Absolutely. So do you prefer to like write or you like to kind of freestyle, hear stuff in your head? Like what's your creative process like?
it's funny, and you know, she's my witness too. The car is where I make the most music. We'll be driving, and I taught her how to look up my beats on YouTube, like the kind of beats that I do. So I'll be driving, and she'll have the aux, and I'll just say, play a beat. And if I like the beat, the words will just start kind of flowing out. And then I'll just record it on her phone on a voice memo and just send it to myself. So I actually haven't sat down and like wrote a song probably since, you know, like sometime last year. But ever since I started doing this new genre, it's just been more authentic, more of just, you know, what comes out and what flows.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Shout out to the wife in the building.
Absolutely.
Okay. Shout out to the wife in the building. Supporting. We love to see it.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So you just kind of get in the mode. You're in a car. You're like, man, fuck it. I'm gonna write this down. I'm gonna get this out. Like, yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that. So you just really started getting more into the rock.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all recent, all of like the past, like maybe 4 or 5 months I've been doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Wow, I didn't know. I mean, but I think it's dope that you're doing like a different like variety of music. That was really what captured me, you know, kind of seeing you perform the rock stuff. So I think it's really dope. You know, you being a black man, definitely. Yeah. Do you feel like, you know, we're underrepresented in that category?
Definitely. I can't speak for everybody. You know, I don't really know every person that's doing it, but I know at least specifically in this area, like the Chicagoland area. It's not really a big scene, especially in the black scene, right? So I definitely want to bring a new genre to the black scene and get more people, you know, interested in it. And I think that's what I'm gonna do this year.
Thanks. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So when it comes to your sound, like, what do you feel like you're giving music maybe right now that's missing, or something that you kind of add that's a little different?
100% emotion, real life experiences, real emotion. You know, I feel like that's what we're missing. We were just talking about that on the way here. It's like we hear everybody talking about the same stuff. Everybody want to be a gangster. Everybody want to kill people. Everybody want to do that.
Okay.
That's not really what I want to portray. You know, when my time is up on earth, I want to be known for somebody who gave substance to my music and who has something that people could relate to and take something away from, you know?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Okay, it's the emotion and the substance for me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. I feel like some music right now is definitely just like viral sensation. There's no real purpose to it.
Yeah, I agree.
Facts. Do you have a favorite artist right now that's like on your playlist?
I don't know if you know who the Killer Roy is.
No.
Killer Roy, you should definitely look into him. He's very emotional. His music, very raw and authentic. That's somebody that I look up to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only person on your playlist.
And Juice WRLD was one of my my biggest inspirations for music too. For the same reason, you know, it's being real and authentic in your music. You know, very important.
Absolutely, I love that. Okay, you got to keep it 100. Y'all know y'all be flexing,
yep.
Pretending like y'all about that life, and y'all really about that life. We know what's up. That's not what's up. So definitely, yeah, you got to keep it genuine with your stuff. So let's get into the music. You dropped Anthem in January this year, okay, as well. So nice visual.
Go ahead. The first rock song. That was the first. That was the first one that I ever put out. 2 months ago now. Yeah, I just
want
to add that.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about it, definitely. So, like, what was the process going into that song? Like, how did you make it? And then you did the visual and everything. Yeah, yeah. So what was that like?
It was another one that was made in the car. I think Anthem and You, the ones that came out January and February, were ones that were made late 2021. Like, December time is when I was, like, really focused on trying to plan my drops out before. And I think with Anthem, it was just kind of, I wanted to start it off fun, you know. That one's just kind of about, you know, being comfortable with who you are and just being young and free and just kind of, like, spreading your wings type. And I feel like it was something that would relate to the younger people, you know, especially it being my first song in the genre. I definitely wanted to do something that was relatable, but I also wanted to do something that was fun and upbeat. You know? So that was the Anthem.
Facts. Okay, I like that. I like that. And then you get the visual and everything as well.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. So let's get into your latest drop. Yeah, so tell us about it.
Never Coming Home. I was just talking about with someone what this song meant to me. Never Coming Home is about, Never Coming Home is kind of about having to, it's also kind of about having to spread your wings, right? It's about having to realize that there's more for yourself. I feel like sometimes as humans, we get comfortable in our situation and for me, I want to continue to push myself to do new things, to push myself to become a new person at all times. And so with Never Coming Home, it was like, I've been so comfortable. I've been so locked in with who I was. I want to spread as much as I can. I want to become a new person as much as I can. Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're getting deep with it. Absolutely. It's the layers for me. We love the layers. We love the layers. So it's only right that I play the video for you guys. I ain't going to do the whole woo wappy because y'all need to go stream it. Okay. Y'all need to go support. But let's get into it. Definitely.
My bags and then I hop inside the whip. I'm hoping that things go my way, and I don't care about what it is or how it went. I'm trying to get out of the way and I repent for all the things I might have said and what I did. I'm going 90 down the highway, 'cause I'll do anything to make myself forget. I just wanna forget.
Yes. Okay, we see you. We see you. Definitely got to give it up for the video for sure.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, because you was in the street with it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You was on the side of the Dawson's Creek with it. You know, you was everywhere with it. Yep. So, like, how did you come up with the visual for that?
Shout out my boy Matt. You know, we decided that me and him are going to drop a video every single month. So he's done the Anthem video that came out in January. He did the You video that came out last month. And now we just did Never Coming Home. Basically, I just wanted to be out and about with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially because the weather had just broke for a second. I know it's cold today, but the weather had just broke. We had a little sneak peek last week. It was like 60 or 70 something. So we had just decided just to go out and have fun. I don't know where he took me, to some woods. And then we went to the street. Street was like really like an aesthetic view, you know. It was like just out in the open, but like the sunset was also coming at the same time, so it was really just about making it kind of cinematic. And yeah, that's what we did for that one.
Thanks. Yeah. I love that. Definitely cinematic vibes. Okay. Yeah. Definitely didn't want to go home. I was like, man, where he at? He out in the wilderness. No, but that was dope. I really like that video. I think the song is dope as well.
Thank you.
So shout out to you on that drop. So you're going to be doing drops videos every month?
Every single month until the album comes later this year.
Oh, skirt. Let's get into the album. Hold on. So you will be dropping the album this year?
I will be dropping the album. This is like the first time that I talked about it. So really getting the Pillow Talk exclusive. Right now, the album, I'll put it out there. The album, October 2nd, is the album. So up until October 2nd, right up until, what's the month before? October, September, we'll be doing drops every single month, video and song every single month up until that point.
Yes, October. Okay, okay. Yeah. Can we get a name for the album?
Yes,
too?
I'll give you a name and I'll give a quick explanation. The name of the album is called Sweet Dreams and Nightmares. So basically, I'll be breaking down, you know, Sweet Dreams represents things that are going good in life, right? The happy moments, but the nightmares are the things that are kind of emotional to deal with, things that are harder to deal with. But I think that the most important thing is that I put my full self out there. I'm not going to act like things are completely perfect. I want to give every single side of me as an artist.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sweet Dreams and Nightmares, October 2nd.
Hey, y'all got an exclusive today. Okay, you see, he was real hesitant. He didn't want to spill the beans like that, but you did. Okay, yeah, October. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Are you like, is that around your birthday, or that was just like a month you just decided on?
No, it's not around my birthday, but it just seemed right. You know, it seemed like I can get enough music out so people can feel me, especially in doing a new genre. I wanted to make sure people had heard enough from me. I wanted to make sure that I kind of solidified myself in that first. And then came with an album instead of trying to do something to where I felt like it was too soon, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. Well, I'm definitely going to be anticipating that. I know that's going to be fire.
Thank you.
Definitely a vibe. So I love that you strategically planned it out. Like every month we're going to get y'all that shit.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see it. Definitely. Definitely ready to see it. So like I said before, you were performing when I first saw you and you were just kind of tearing up the stage. Yeah. So you never get scared when you go on stage. You just get out there. You get in your alter ego phase or like, what is it?
Somebody else asked me that too, because for some reason this year, and there's just been a lot of performance opportunities, like more than I've ever had before. And I think that, I don't know, it's just like, it's what I love doing. I think that I love to perform the most out of, you know, whether it comes to creating, whether it comes to recording. I think performing is just where I'm able to put it fully out there. And I'm able to give the energy and the emotion that I put into the song into, you know, giving it to the audience live and in person. So that's my favorite thing to do.
Absolutely.
There's no real nerves when it comes to that.
Clearly not, because you get on a stage, you from this side to that side to that side, you in people's face with it. No, yeah. I love that though. You got to be able to rock a crowd. Like, that's really appealing when people can see an artist live and you just tear it up like that.
Yeah, definitely. And for that specific performance too, I was actually a little nervous, only because it seemed like there was more going on than just music at that one, right? You know, I did another performance for Jiggy at his birthday bash a few weeks ago. And, you know, that was like strictly music. We did have vendors, but like the whole point of people coming was for the artist and to hear the performances. So I feel like for that one, it was a little more of an intimate space. And, you know, there was people, you know, broadcasting their clothes and things too. So I was a little hesitant to really go all out because I didn't know if people were going to be into it, because there was, you know, other things going on. But I just like, I don't know. Once I just get the microphone, I just kind of like just zoned in.
Just go crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely did your thing. And you're right. It was a lot going on in there. But like I said, I feel like you commanded the room still.
I appreciate it.
That's a great skill to have.
Thank you.
Facts. Shout out to Jiggy Bars. Definitely. Yeah. Shout out to Gang.
Big bro.
That's broski for sure. I've definitely been working with him a lot as well, too. He always put on for artists. So shout out to him.
Most definitely.
Facts. Now, I don't know if you are aware, it's still Women's History Month.
Of course, absolutely.
So it's only right that we show the ladies some love. You know what I'm saying? We got to show them some love. So I got to ask you a few questions about women. First off, I need you to name a woman that inspires you.
Michelle Obama, Black queen. Always trying to empower the people, you know, always looking out for the people. And from Chicago, of course. You know, yeah, that's a given.
Absolutely.
That's a given.
Absolutely. Great answer. Great answer. Definitely love me some Michelle Obama. I read her book, Becoming. It's a great book as well, too. So she's an awesome writer. Love her. Okay. Name a female artist that you want to collab with.
Summer Walker is a really, really good one. Yeah, that's probably number one. As far as women artists, I like to hear women sing, you know. I'm really someone who gets captivated by, you know, just good voices and emotion and raw content. So I think that's definitely someone that I would collab with.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to Summer. I love her, but she, you know, she be tweaking sometimes. You know, and I be wanting to root for her, like, girl, listen, you famous now, you rich now, like, cut all that bullshit out. Like, cut that shit out. Sure. You knew London was a hoe when you met her. I'm just going to say it. No, but I think that's a great answer. So name your favorite female actress.
I look, you can't think of her name. Favorite female actress. I'm kind of stuck on that one. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know that I have one. But it also could be because I don't watch a lot of movies.
Oh. You don't watch no movies?
No. I know. She can vouch. I don't. She tries to get me to watch movies.
Why did he say he go to sleep?
You know what? Who I can actually say, though? And this was back when I was really watching movies heavy. Who is the female actor that always does the movies with Kevin Hart? I feel like her name starts with
Regina? No.
What's her name?
With Kevin. He done did a lot of stuff, though, with a few people.
I feel like. Oh, wow. The Black community is going to hate me for this one.
She was Black? She's Black? It's not Regina? With Kevin Hart?
Oh, wow.
You got me messed up now, because what?
Oh, well, I had to forget that after this.
Oh, no. So
Black community, don't hate me.
Oh, no. You got me tweaking now, because I'm like, what?
What is her name?
Oh, wow. Yeah, what she look like? What, you don't know what else she was in? No. Because you just said he don't watch movies.
Look look it up on my phone.
Look, we got his wife cheating in the back, y'all. Once we figure it out, we'll get back to that one. No, that's okay. Now I'm gonna have to think about it, but we'll circle that. Lastly, can you name your favorite feature about a woman?
Smiles. I love smiles. Absolutely. I'm a sucker for smiles and eyes too. Yeah, both of those for sure.
Gotta have the eyes. Gotta have a smile. You can tell a lot by a person by their eyes too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's some true shit right there.
Yeah, you can tell exactly what a person is thinking, low key, or what emotion they're feeling by the way that they're looking.
Facts. Yeah, absolutely. Nice. I like those answers, even though you couldn't remember the actress. That's all right. Good answers, definitely. So let's get into real quick, you know, your marriage, because I do want to highlight that. You know, I see you guys got married. Was it last year? Like December?
Yeah, it was December 11th, 2021. Just freshly married.
It's the love for me. So, I mean.
Who is it?
Oh, hold on.
Tiffany Haddish?
Yes, Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, okay. Look, came in the clutch. Okay,
Tiffany Haddish. She is hilarious. So if I did have to say one, it must definitely be her.
Okay, I'm going to give you that. That's a fire answer. Okay. Shout out to wifey in the back. You're right. That's a good answer. We gonna include that in. No, but I love that. Yeah, you guys said you got married last year. So you know, I don't know how old y'all are. That ain't my business. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody seems young. So I got to get some insight. Like, how are y'all dealing with married life? If you don't mind just kind of giving us a little insight, just as far as, you know, things that you kind of do to, you know, make it work. Because, you know, divorce is crazy. People are crazy. So, like, give us a little advice.
Well, I'll put my business out there. I'm going to save hers. But I'll put my business out there. I'm 22 now, but when I got married, I was 21. And so I think that, you know, being in a younger marriage, you have to realize that, you know, things are going to be hard. I think that, you know, especially when you're young, when you think of marriage, you think of the fairy tale marriage, you think everything's going to work out. You think you'll have a kid, you know, picket fence, dog running around, big kitchen, you know, we think all that's going to happen. You have to realize that, before there's sunshine, there is rain, you know what I'm saying? And there is a lot of stuff in the beginning stages of marriage that you are going to have to deal with. That you are gonna try to, you're not gonna have to fight, fight with or fight for, but you're just gonna have to fight in the beginning of your marriage. And that's the part of marriage that people try to hide. Mm. You know, people try to just make it seem like, you know, everything is sweet. And it is. And you know, that's what you're doing it for. You really do wanna share that love with somebody, but you know, you do have to be prepared for the hard times. So being able to be in a mentality where you understand that and you're being able to balance the two, the good and the bad, you know. You'll be able to be set up for success.
Nice. Definitely. I appreciate that. Really, yeah. I appreciate that. I'm 29, mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm on the other side. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I've had my experiences with relationships, but it's always intriguing to me when I see, you know, people young get married, and I'm always like, damn, like, how y'all doing it? Like, every couple months, I got to go ask a nigga what's his favorite color again. Like, I'm tired of this. So it is important, you know, to address just kind of like things that you guys work through to make it work. Like that's, you know, that's inspiring.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. So got to commend you on that.
I appreciate it.
Got to commend you on that. And then I know this is kind of sideways, but, you know, I was researching, doing my thug thizzle. And I saw that you were a part of a call to action some type of protesting.
Oh, yeah. That was in Lake County, too. That was when, you know, that was when things were going crazy. I think, what was that, like? Couple months after the pandemic started in 2020, I was a part of that, and I ended up leading a call to action, just like you said, and then got featured in the Chicago Tribune. So, amazing day! Shout out to whoever put that on. That was in Grace Lake, and yeah, it was amazing that I was able to, you know, stand for that, you know, with the people that I live with, you know, in the same community. So, super dope.
So, I mean, you know, just quickly, like, what was a, you know, feeling that came over you in that moment? Like, you know, I need to do this. Like, you know, how were you feeling? What, like, inspired you to go ahead and do that?
Just a lot of emotion that day. You know, seeing the people come together, right? Because, you know, in the community where I've lived for the last few years, you know, it is predominantly white, right? Mm-hmm. And seeing that community come together, you know, to support, you know, I'm not just going to even say black people, just people of color, right? Supporting us in that time where we really, really needed it. It really brought a lot of emotion out of me. So I just wanted to express that in the best way I could. I just started yelling, put the fist up, got everybody involved, and it was a great moment. Yeah. I wish that we would do more things like that, even when, you know, big events aren't happening, but, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I mean, I commend you for doing that. Yeah, I, you know, saw that and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm a part of a non-for-profit here locally. So I did a lot of protesting as well during that time. And, you know, as a young Black person, as a person of influence, I think it is important for you to like call to action for certain things. So, you know, I just want to commend you on that and kind of just see your mind state when you did that, because that's a big thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hopefully, as you continue on with your music, you can continue to do things like that as well, because I agree. We don't need an event to happen. We should be doing that all the time.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Yep. Okay, y'all, because we get serious. Yeah. I know I be talking shit, but we get serious. So what else can we expect from you this year? I mean, I know you said you're going to be dropping every month, but I mean, is there anything else you do, you know, besides the music? What else can we expect?
I throw a little hint out there. I can't really get too much information because we are still in the planning stages, but I will be throwing a really, really big event coming up very, very soon. The first event that I've thrown, you know, I think that being an artist, especially how I am, you know, I'm very to myself, especially when it comes to my music. So, you know, for the past few years, I've just been very focused on making music and trying to elevate that. But, you know, also want to start doing some stuff outside of that and branching outside of that. So I will say, just keep it simple. There is a really big event coming up in the summer. Just be on the lookout for that. I'm not going to say too much right now. We're still working out the kinks and stuff. But yeah, coming this summer, I got an event coming. That's going to be crazy.
Nice. Like, can we know like the type of event?
Yeah, yeah, I'll give it out.
Because I'm nosy, if y'all didn't know.
I'll be putting on an event for, you know, the artists in my area to be able to present their talents on a bigger platform than what would normally be provided. This is an idea that I've had for a while now, and I just want to do it. And this is the year that it's actually going to come, you know, to pass. And like, this is like going to be the definition of a dream coming true, you know, because this is something that like I just thought about and I was like, oh, you know, maybe in the future, maybe when I get big, maybe when I get my money up. But now it's like, you know, it's really going to come to pass. A lot of people are going to be able to, you know, really showcase themselves. And I feel like, you know, as an artist in Lake County, I understand that we don't always get the recognition that we deserve. We don't always get the acknowledgement. We don't always get the appreciation. You know, people love to hate until, you know, you get up, right? Mm-hmm. Once you get something and once people see, oh, now he up, now he popping. Now they want to come around and say, oh, I knew him. We texted back then. Mm-hmm. I was in his class. No. I want to give people the opportunity to appreciate the talent that is around right now. You know, so something coming for the summer. That's all I'm really safe for right now. Until the final details come out.
Okay. Yes. You definitely got to make sure you let me know when it's popping, absolutely, you know, when everything gets solidified so I can pull up. Skirt. Absolutely. No, I love that though. See, you speaking that shit today. Okay. You speaking that shit today. I definitely feel you, how people like to play that role, but that's why you got to build that community. So,
yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to be looking out for that. So, you know, how do you stay motivated to do everything? Just how do you stay in that positive mind state?
You know, actually, in 2021, I took a year off music. So I've been creating music for what, two and a half years. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, find myself again. You know, when you are constantly working at something for so long and you get the same results, and you don't feel like you're going anywhere, it is very easy to lose that motivation. I kind of felt myself doing that. So I just kind of wanted to, you know, kind of rethink what I was doing it for, kind of rethink what my goals were. And so, you know, after I took that year off, now I'm back. And it's just like, you know, you just have to make sure that you are mentally ready for what comes with this. You know, that's how you stay motivated, is keeping your mind right. You know, realizing that things are not going to happen overnight. As much as you may see stuff on the internet, that's not real life. You know, if you want longevity, you have to realize that, you know, this is going to take time. This may take years, but just having an understanding that, you know, your time will come. And if you keep pushing, anything can happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. Right. We're going to drink to that. We're going. Yeah. Okay. Your time will come.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
No, I love that. I think that's definitely deep and very to the point. Like, you got to wait. You got to wait your turn. Your time is going
to
come.
Yeah. Don't try to rush it. You know what I'm saying? It's yours, it's gonna come, but you just gotta wait on it and keep doing what you're doing until then.
Thanks. Absolutely. Yeah. No, a Polk in the building, y'all. Okay, going crazy. We love to see it. Let me find out, you a philosophical person. You're dropping gems.
I do, no, this is crazy. I really do love this, you know, and I haven't done an interview like this in a while. This is the first one of the year, hopefully, you know, the first of many. And I think, you know, it's important for people to understand you outside of the music, right? Mm-hmm. And it's important for people to get a little glimpse of your personality, who you are as an actual person, rather than what you just put out in music form. So this is great. I appreciate you for making this possible.
Yes, you are absolutely welcome. I feel that 100%.
You know,
yes.
I had to slide in the first available slot, too. wasn't waiting no month. He wasn't waiting until April. I met her last week. Here I am a week later. We live.
Okay, because that's how you got to do it. All right, you want to work with me, you got to come on. And I was on it. I'm like, okay, because you was like, your phone was dead. I'm like, all right, well, I followed you. You better check that motherfucker when you get a chance.
Yep.
So I definitely appreciate you. I really do. And like I said, you were amazing. I love your style. And now I love your essence, okay? You came in here with the vibes. I love the shirt as well.
Thank you.
You came in with the vibes. So I think you're going to do amazing things. I'm looking forward to all the projects you're putting out.
Thank you.
Definitely. Yes. So definitely gotta let people know where they can stream, where they can tune into you, where they can get in contact.
Of course. You can find the monthly videos on YouTube. Search Noah Polk, NOAHPOLK. Also, all the songs will be available on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to. And like I said, album coming in October. Tune in also on the Instagram. You know, I'm trying to get into content too. You know what I'm saying? So definitely follow the Instagram. That's just my first and last name, Noah Polk.
Yes. And I got it scrolling down here on the bottom of the screen too, y'all. Okay. Because y'all know y'all a little dyslexic. Y'all act like y'all can't read. Y'all can't listen. So it is on the bottom of the screen as well. It's happening with him on Instagram. Okay. Definitely. And hopefully, I mean, are you going to do some more collaborations? You open to collaborating with people?
I am. I do have a couple people in mind too. It wasn't something I was always open to, but now I'm starting to realize, you know, I do want to be more open. I want to be less closed off. So yeah, it's coming soon for sure. Especially on that album though. You know, even if I don't get to it with the singles, you know, the album will definitely have some amazing artists on there.
Thanks. Yeah. We love to see it. Okay, we love to see it. Definitely appreciate you again, Noah Polk, for coming on Pillow Talk and for having a wifey in the building. Okay, we got wifey in the building, y'all. That's what I love to see. I'm gonna pull up with my man. What you doing? Where we at? Who you with? No, I love that though, definitely. And I want to just congratulate y'all again on y'all marriage. You know, if y'all can give me any tips, if y'all got some cut, maybe you got a cut. No, I'm just kidding. But definitely, I commend that because love, that shit ain't easy.
Yeah,
it's definitely not easy. So, of course, I appreciate everybody that tuned in tonight, that shared, that heart, that like. Make sure y'all subscribe to Pillow Talk Podcast, streaming everywhere and anywhere. Okay. As always, sending love and light to all of y'all, man. Peace out.